Greetings. I'm Bill Plotkin. I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Candace Gray, who is Director of Education and Outreach for the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights. And Candace is here today to talk to us about your rights against discrimination. So, Candace, welcome to the show.
Hello, Bill. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. I mean, it's a pleasure to have someone who is as knowledgeable as you about these subjects. But first of all, could you tell us a little bit about the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, please?
Absolutely. So the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights was established in 1927. Maryland Commission on Civil Rights is a civil rights agency that investigates, enforces, and offers education and outreach to eradicate discrimination in the areas of employment, housing, public accommodations, health services, state contracts, and commercial property leasing. So all the laws that we enforce are under the Title 20 and Title 19 of the state government article and state procurement and finance article. Our core values are respect, integrity, and effective communication. So in a gist, our role is to provide resources to inform individuals of their civil rights, again, around those areas of protection that I mentioned, with employment, housing, public accommodations, health services, state contracts, and commercial property leasing.
Great. Thank you. How can someone find out more information about the commission?
If anyone needs to find out more information about the commission, they can contact us at 410-767-8600. They can also visit our website at mccr.maryland.gov, and that is Maryland spelled out. And also, anyone can follow us on social media as well. Our social media handles are MB Civil Rights, and we are very prominent on Instagram, on X, formerly known as Twitter, also Facebook and LinkedIn. So we always post and highlight our upcoming events, and we also highlight civil rights law so that everyone can receive education as they log into social media as well.
Great, thank you. As Director of Education and Outreach, what are you up to, and what's your background?
Yes, so I'll start off with what I'm up to. So as Director of Education and Outreach, I collaborate with our Education and Outreach Unit as well as our other departments and units in our organization to coordinate training activities, civil rights programs, workshops, seminars, and special events to educate the public and MCCR staff to support them in reducing discrimination and affecting positive human relations within the state. So one of our major roles is to ensure that we are providing training to private sectors as well as public sectors, and ensuring that we are in the community at festivals and different events that are provided within the state of Maryland. We are everywhere. We're in Western Maryland. We're in Southern Maryland. We're always visiting communities so that we can reach all the individuals in our state, as it is important that everyone knows about their civil rights. So a little bit about my background. Prior to joining the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, I worked with the Boys and Girls Clubs of America for 13 years. So I served with many different roles in Ohio, Kentucky, and Maryland. So my role with the Boys and Girls Club and my history, I led the development and implementation of organizational goals and training. So my expertise was in recruitment, retention, professional development, and also supporting all youth so that we could inspire and enable them to reach their full potential as productive and caring citizens. So I've always had a passion for educating the community and making sure that I'm delivering and developing trainings, ensuring that policies are in place so that everyone is receiving the education in their communities that are needed.
Great. Thank you. Yeah, that's Boys and Girls Club of America. That's a great organization. That's for certain.
Yes. So, yeah, I was grateful to, you know, work with them, and I'm so excited to share everything that I've learned to help benefit the commission.
Yeah, that's great. Let's talk about the law.
Yes.
What is the law regarding housing discrimination in Maryland?
So the law regarding housing discrimination in Maryland under our state government article 20-702, it states that all citizens are to be provided fair housing regardless of race, color, religion, sex, familial status, national origin, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or source of income. So with that being stated, housing discrimination laws make it illegal to refuse to rent to any qualified buyer or renter. Any use of discriminatory terms and conditions in selling or renting is illegal. Also, any use of discriminatory notices or advertisements indicating a preference or limitations is illegal. Any dwelling that is not available for inspection, sale, or rent when in fact it is available is another example of housing discrimination laws that are to not be had. So no housing can treat a person differently because of their race, color, disability, familial status, etc. And also, a lot of times people are not aware that if one is disabled, they are also protected under the law. So no one can refuse to permit a renter due to any mental or physical disability as well.
Thank you. If someone feels that they've been discriminated against in housing, what should they do?
Yes, so if someone feels as if they've been discriminated in housing, they can contact the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights at 410-767-8600. They can also visit our website at mccr.maryland.gov. And on our website, there is an option to inquire about a complaint, to initiate and file a complaint. And also, with that being stated, if one is unaware or unsure if they've been discriminated against, we do encourage everyone to contact us just in case there has been discrimination. A lot of people are unsure. So sometimes it's important for them to contact us so that we can provide either an investigation or a training that our organization provides.
Great. And everything's confidential, right?
Yes, everything is confidential. If anyone does initiate an inquiry or they want to file a complaint and they want it to be anonymous, that is also an option. Of course, we want to have as many details. We need the details and proof, and we want all those details. However, if someone does want to file anonymously, they can. And if they do not file anonymously, everything is confidential. We are not permitted to share any information, you know, to the public regarding cases.
Great, thanks. What kind of discrimination in housing do you see recently?
So some of the trends in our complaints surrounding housing discrimination are source of income and disability. So sometimes individuals may experience discrimination if they receive public assistance or housing vouchers, and a lot of people are unaware of the laws surrounding source of income discrimination. But in a gist, no one can discriminate against one due to them receiving housing vouchers or public assistance. And then with disability, a lot of individuals do not receive reasonable accommodations. So if they are disabled, for example, if someone is in a wheelchair and there's no ramp, they are able to file a complaint with the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights. Of course, we would determine the outcome based on the details again, but if there are no reasonable accommodations, the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights is there to help that individual to receive those reasonable accommodations.
Great. And I know that a lot of folks do not want to do that. A lot of folks think that the landlord doesn't want to do it because it costs money, but it's the law.
It is the law, and that's why it's so important for people to know about the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, because we are here to enforce the law, and we have to hold everyone in our state accountable so that the law is being regulated and in hopes of supporting the individuals in our state.
Very important. Let's talk about employment discrimination. What's illegal?
Yes. So, what's illegal regarding employment discrimination is employers cannot discriminate in recruiting, interviewing, hiring, upgrading, setting work conditions, or discharging. Labor organizations cannot deny membership to qualified individuals or discriminate in apprenticeship programs. And also, employment agencies cannot discriminate in job referrals or ask discriminatory pre-employment questions or circulate information that unlawfully limits employment. So newspapers and other medias cannot publish job advertisements that discriminate. And also, the protected classes around employment discrimination are race, religion, color, ancestry or national origin, sex, age, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or genetic information. It's very important that individuals know the protected classes because one may have been discriminated against and they fall under one of those protected classes. So it's very important that people know the law around employment discrimination as well, just in case they've been discriminated against, and to ensure that they aren't discriminating against someone else.
Right, right. And of course, I'm going to ask you, what are recent trends in employment discrimination you've seen?
So some of the typical cases that we see in employment are race and again, disability, as mentioned earlier. So race is one of the most typical cases. Disability discrimination with people being provided reasonable accommodations, and also the Pregnancy Workers Fairness Act as well. So that's one of the newer fairness acts, and the Pregnancy Workers Fairness Act, also known as PWFA, is a federal law that requires employers to provide reasonable accommodations to employees with limitations related to pregnancy, childbirth, or other related medical conditions. So if anyone is with child and they're seeking accommodations, it is important that they understand their rights as well, as the PWFA is newer, so and laws are always changing. So we want to ensure that any pregnant individuals know that they are protected under the protected class of sex as well.
And what examples would there be in that protection?
So, for example, say there is someone, an individual that is with child, and their supervisor limits their duty, and then their pay may be lowered because of the lighter duty. Well, under the protected class, they're able to still work as other people work, as opposed to their supervisor assuming based off of their situation that things need to be changed without having a conversation or, you know, having any doctor's notes involved. So that's one example.
Okay. Great. Thanks. And, of course, if someone feels that they've been discriminated against in employment, what should they do?
They should call the NCCR at 410-767-8600. They can also visit our website at nccr.maryland.gov. If anyone sees us on social media, they can select the links in our bio. Our links go straight to our website. They can file a complaint. We are equipped to cover what individuals may face regarding discrimination. And again, outside of filing a complaint, we are equipped to facilitate our trainings and visit organizations if they need to have any trainings facilitated on our end. We want to ensure that everyone knows that we are here to support and help them. We want to ensure that everyone knows what their civil rights are.
Great. And we'll do another show on training, okay, Candace?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay. But unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Candace Gray, who is Director of Education and Outreach for the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, for being our guest today. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you so much, Bill. Thank you for having me. I look forward to next time.
Amen. Amen. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.